The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 26th of January, only 5 days left till the end of the month, which means there's only 5 days left to take advantage of our additional 10% off everything here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Joining me in Janet's palatial office this morning is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I know that you will be here to help people that want to come in and see you today from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock.
That's true.
And tomorrow from 12:30 until 5:30.
Yes, indeed.
I do want to make mention that you'll be enjoying a very nice vacation next weekend in the Bahamas.
I am so excited about that.
So you will not be here at Save-A-Lot next Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. So we want to let our listeners know that. So if you have plans to see Janet, please make sure you stop in either today, tomorrow, or Monday or Tuesday of next week. And Monday, of course, our hours are from 2 to 6, and Tuesday from noon until 4 o'clock. Joining us this morning as a very, very special favor, who's going to talk about a topic that I think will intrigue a lot of people, because a lot of people may have used similar products, maybe not as good as a product, but similar products, and always was curious as to how these things took place, how they were made. So let me bring in our very special guest, Mr. Gary Hinkle. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Al.
Let me give our listeners a brief history. You got your first beehive when you were 9 years old, and you loved keeping bees through many, many years. And during the college days, you used the money from honey sales to pay for your education.
That's
which
true.
Is a great form of reimbursing yourself with great education as well as doing something you like. So give us a little brief synopsis or brief history of your continuing education in the bee business.
Bees are something that we all need. Obviously, there's a lot of things that we can do for the pollination, and it's really important that we are all part of the process to save the bees. And since I was a young child, I've been very interested in the honeybees as well as the other insects. But the socialization of the honeybees and how the hives work together and the bees come together as a group to be able to make something that they can use themselves and ultimately we can benefit from has been something that has intrigued me my whole life. And I will tell you this, I've been doing this for a very long time, and the more I know, the less I find out that I do know. And it's very, there's a lot of things about the honeybee that are, can actually, we can learn from them in our own lives. And so the bees are under duress in our society. And we hopefully will have some time to talk about those topics today.
Which I'm sure we will. I do want to make mention of the fact that we did send out an email yesterday letting our listeners know that you would be here with a beehive. And unfortunately, due to circumstances, which I know you're going to explain right now, that was not possible.
Right. Bees are obviously wild animals. And they have to contend with the different variations that we've got in our weather. And if you've been outside this morning, it's quite windy. And this time of the year, the bees are getting their hives prepared for the spring and the spring flowers that are going to bloom. And in that process, they're raising baby bees. And these baby bees need to have certain types of internal conditions in the hive. And with the wind and the cool weather, especially I came down from the Orlando area, and if we open the hives this time of the year under these conditions, we can put them into a situation where we can kill the hive because the queens will become chilled and they won't be able to lay fertile eggs anymore. So unfortunately, for the purposes of our demonstration today, I won't have the hive, but for the benefit of the bees, I think it's the right thing that we did.
But I think if people came in to speak to you, you would probably be able to give them a better explanation one-on-one as to what it is that takes control because of the weather in producing the best honey that you can possibly find.
Absolutely. All different kinds of factors, specifically the weather. For example, if we don't get rain, then the plants can't produce any nectar. They may bloom, but they may not produce nectar, and so therefore there's no nectar for the bees to collect. If we have too much rain, the flowers, there's not enough hours in the day when the bees can go out and collect the nectar, so they won't be able to produce the honey then either. So it's a very delicate balance that the bees walk, this fine line constantly to try to survive and thrive. And because of many different changes in the climate, changes in the different types of chemicals that we've introduced in the hive and other pests, it's become very difficult for the bees to survive. And we've come to this conclusion in this discussion in the United States about the colonies collapsing, and seems to be mysterious, but it logically, when you start to look at all the factors, you can tell that it's evident that man is creating distress for the bees.
Well, in the email that we sent out yesterday announcing the fact that you're our guest today, I did make mention of the fact that we're going to do a mystery question at the bottom of the hour. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to ask a question. First person that calls in and gets the answer right will win a beautiful gift basket of iHeart Bee products. And we're very proud to be able to give that away to the first person who gets the answer right. But the question will come up at the bottom of the hour after we take our break at 10:30. And I don't think, Janet, you know what the question is yet, and Gary doesn't know what the question is yet, because I will announce the question at 10:30. But it'll be interesting to see how many people call in to get the answer or give us an answer. But the first person that gets it right will win that beautiful basket, which we did put in the email. So if you're not getting an email from us over here, make sure when you come into the store next time, you give us your email address, and we'll make sure that you get one. Janet, I have a question for you. You are a coffee drinker, a tea drinker.
True.
As I am. And I drink my coffee black. And I never use sugar. And tea, I try to have a cup every night before I go to sleep. But I don't use sugar in it. What do I use? I use honey. And I've been using that for years and years. It's recently that I switched over to iHeart Bee Honey. And the flavor for the tea makes it most enjoyable. But that's another issue that we could talk about as time goes on. But let's talk about the different types of honey that you have. Janet, why don't we pick something that we can start with and get Gary's input and his knowledge so he can share it with our listeners.
Okay, so I think that probably there are a lot of people out there and they might be dealing with allergies. And so I'm looking at one of your packages that says an allergy blend for local honey. So I know how important it is to consume foods within a certain vicinity of where you live. And so let's talk about that allergy blend of local honey.
Honey is many different components, and one of those components is pollen. And most people have allergic reactions to things that float in the air. And that can be pet dander, it can be dust, it can be pollen. And in this situation, with having your body set up an allergic reaction, trying to coat the inside of your sinuses and your bronchial tubes and so on with mucus to protect it from these flying allergens, i.e. pollen. One way that has been used for thousands of years is for people to eat a little bit of whatever it is that makes them sick to make them stronger. And in this situation, if you can eat the pollen through the honey on a regular basis, it will allow your body to build up an immune process to those allergens. And so that when the actual plant blooms, your body says, okay, I know what that is, I understand it, I've already set up a defense mechanism for it, so when that pollen from the plant is blooming, it is not a foreign object. And that's really, it's very common sense when you think about it, but it's a very simple process. It's similar to a homeopathic type of a process. One thing I will say about eating honey for allergies is that you need to start well before that particular plant blooms of consuming that particular type of pollen. So usually it's about 4 to 6 weeks is sort of the recommended time before the plant blooms. You need to start eating that type of pollen. And most people from year to year sort of forget exactly when that pollen was coming in, or they realize it the morning that they get up and, oh my gosh, I've got a headache, my sinuses are draining. And at that point, it's sort of too late for the pollen therapy. What you need to do is start ahead of time with that particular type of pollen. And the solution to that is that we eat a combination of all the pollens from the entire year all in one product. So you're always getting a little bit of pollen from all different types of plants in this allergy blend, so that ultimately when that plant blooms, you've already been eating it on a regular basis ahead of time for whatever it is that's going to bloom. And that's the beauty of the allergy blend.
Does it include Melaleuca? Because
yes.
I think down here so many people are so terribly concerned when the Melaleuca trees are in bloom. And I know the state of Florida is doing their part to try to eradicate the overabundance of those Melaleuca trees. But excellent. So there's a little bit of Melaleuca pollen in the allergy blend for those people who have demonstrated an allergy to those flowers.
When is that harvested?
That plant starts to, it's a tree, and it starts to bloom the 15th of September approximately, and it blooms through the end of October. It's exactly the same time as the Brazilian pepper, and it too is an invasive species, as Janet had mentioned. And in combination, those make those particular two plants make up about 90% of what we call our fall harvest. We do, our honeys are harvested by the season rather than by the variety of plant. And so the Melaleuca, we actually have a place that is on Alligator Alley that specifically we harvest Melaleuca and we blend it in with all of our honey so that we know that we've got a fairly high percentage of Melaleuca and Brazilian pepper in our fall and our allergy blend.
Well, when you do that, you have bees in that area?
That's a great point, Al. People say, well, is that honey local? And one of the things about local honey, you have to realize that the bees have to be in the vicinity of where the plant's blooming when it blooms. And so if you don't move your bees from one area to the other, and what we in the bee business call chase the flow, the nectar flow, if you're not doing that, then you're only going to collect whatever it is within a 2.5 mile radius. And so to really get the highest amount of nectar and pollen in your honey, or to make the honey, you really need to have the bees in areas where there's large amounts of that particular plant blooming. So you are correct. You have to be in the right spot at the right time. And that means that we will go to the place where we have a lot of Brazilian pepper and Melaleuca in the fall, in the spring. Right now, the oranges are going to start blooming in about 7 to 10 days. And so our bees are already in the oranges, and or at least in the orange area. And in the summertime, we move them to places where the palm, the palmetto, the gallberry, a lot of the wildflowers are. So you move them around to be able to capture.
Well, we're going to get into more of that, but I know that Janet has a little something to discuss. Break time.
And you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, our very special guest, Gary Hinkle, and we are talking about the important role that bees play in good health and in our environment and in adding deliciousness to the foods and drinks we have. So stay tuned. More to come. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN. You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 26th of January. And our very special guest today is Mr. Gary Hinkle, and we're talking about bees. And we were speaking about the allergy blend from iHeart Bees, which we do have other brands or other types which we'll be speaking about. But this particular product, the iHeart Raw Unfiltered Allergy Blend Local Honey, which is a 16-ounce container, has a manufacturer-suggested retail price of $9.99. We have an everyday low price here for the 16-ounce of only $6.99. And, again, you'll save an additional 10% off today up until 8 o'clock, tomorrow from up until 6 o'clock, and, of course, till the end of the month, which is only 5 days away. You'll save an additional 10% on everything that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I did want to make mention, if you didn't see the email, we are giving away a free Save-A-Lot tote bag with any purchase today and tomorrow, as well as a free nasal pure if you have any sinus problems that you want to help solve. You can come in and get a free one today and tomorrow based upon your health conditions. Janet Cimarelli, of course, is the best way to solve some of your health conditions. She's here today from 4 to 7, and she'll be here tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. And she'll be back on Monday and Tuesday because she'll be taking a short vacation next weekend, spending some great time with her daughter down in the Bahamas, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy immensely, Janet.
I know I am.
So where would you like to go next with Gary?
Okay, so we're coming up on springtime, you know, a little too cool to move the bees these days. And you mentioned, Gary, that it's time for the bees to be preparing for pollination in the orange grove. So tell us about that, a little bit about that, and what's special about orange blossom honey?
Orange blossom honey is a favorite of all Floridians, and it's also a favorite of all of our visitors from up north, and probably a little difficult to get when you're in New York, but it's a nice treat when you come to Florida. Orange blossom honey, it's like with any honey, we have a difficult time getting those girls to just go to one type of plant. So it's a little bit of a misnomer that it is all orange blossom honey. There are other things in the honey. The thing that blooms this time of the year in tandem with the orange blossom is the Spanish needle, which is a small plant that blooms prolifically throughout the orange groves. One of the interesting things about the orange grove honey is that you have to be in the right place, again, at the right time. And you also have to be, as a beekeeper, as a conscientious beekeeper, very aware of the things that go on inside those orange groves. And the orange groves these days are under attack by a disease called greening, and there is a small fly that transfers that disease from tree to tree. It's called a psyllid. And we have, as a society, figured out a way, scientists have figured out a way to be able to control the psyllid to some degree through using chemicals. And as a beekeeper, we have to be aware of those things, and we have to be good stewards for our bees to keep them healthy as possible. So there is a relationship between the grove owners and the beekeepers to be able to ensure the health of the bees and ultimately the quality of the honey. And one of those things is the placement of the beehives. And we have to make sure that they're not inside the groves where the spray is occurring. And we have to also be sure that they're a far enough distance away. So as iHeartBees, beekeepers, we do those things to try to keep our honey as pure and as safe as absolutely possible and still get that great orange blossom honey.
Okay, the fragrance of the orange blossoms is just absolutely magnificent. You said something about that led me to think about the ethics of beekeepers. And tell our listeners possibly about some things that they should be aware of that they may not necessarily be getting true orange blossom honey or uncontaminated orange blossom honey.
That's a great point, Janet. And there, if I may mention, that there is a new program out right now on the, not YouTube, but it is the...
I'm not your person to answer that question.
Anyways, there's a great documentary out right now.
Okay,
and it's
Netflix.
Called Netflix, that's
okay.
The one. And it's called Rotten. And it talks
Rotten.
Yeah. And I encourage everyone to go and look at that have got access to Netflix. It, the very first episode that they came out with was on honey.
Okay.
And the issues that are going on in the honey industry. And not only is it an ethical issue, it is also a societal issue. And in general, we have done so many things to our food supply to degrade the quality of the food. And honey is right there in that crosshairs of that conversation. And one of the biggest issues that we've got is honey that's coming in from outside the United States. And some of the packers in the United States have started a practice of adulterating honey.
Right.
And it is very difficult these days to be able to get pure honey unless you go to a local beekeeper, because you have to be able to track the honey from the time that it's in the hive until the time it goes onto the table. And in our company, we are the beekeepers and we are the packers. And most of the time, we're the deliverers too. And it's a very small company. There's only three of us. And so we know exactly what happens to the honey, and we know that all of our honey is 100% honey. And that's the big problem in the honey industry these days.
When people are buying honey in the grocery store, number one, it's pasteurized. So the enzymes that are naturally present and part of the health-supporting aspect of using honey, those enzymes have been killed off in the pasteurization process. And then when you take a look, you might see a product of Brazil or a product of some other country. And you might even see a list of multiple countries on that product origin information on the label. And the truth of the matter is you really don't know what you're getting at all.
You don't. You have to. The only for sure way to do it is to be able to go to a local beekeeper. And obviously, I'm a local beekeeper, but I've been doing this for a very long time. And if you want the health benefits from honey, you've got to get local honey that is from someone who has followed the chain from the flower to the table. And this is, and I think that there are many ethical local beekeepers out there, and I support them all. But the honey that's coming in from outside the United States has put the whole honey industry into question as far as the credibility of the honey that you find on the shelf in the grocery store.
And unfortunately, high fructose corn syrup and the corn coming from genetically modified organisms, you really do want to be extremely cautious about where you're purchasing your honey. So here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, we have iHeartBees raw, unfiltered, and a variety of different blends that people can choose. So we have the orange blossom honey in the spring blend and just the plain orange blossom blend.
So, Gary, so your bees right now are on their way up to the orange groves?
Right. We have our bees in Lake Placid, Sebring, and up through Lake Wales. The ridge of the state is where most of the oranges have survived. The greening has almost completely devastated the groves around the outside of the center of the state. And it is the gravitation of this disease has moved its way now into the center part of the state. But the old days when we had all the orange groves here in South Florida are sort of gone. A part of it's due to the development, but most of it is due to this new introduction of this this virus that we've got that's killing the trees.
Jen, I remember something about a warning that children under a certain age should not be using honey.
And the warning is on the iHeartBees package that don't feed to infants under 1 year of age, and it has to do with that pasteurization process. If you want to jump in, Gary.
Honey actually has a form of botulism in it. And when your gut is developing as a child, it hasn't been able to cleanse itself up until the age of 1 year old. And after that, the body has developed enough to be able to get all those contaminants from the outside to prevent them from causing disease. And after the age of one, your body can protect itself from the impurities, I guess you would say, that were in our food supply. So as with other things, honey is one of those things that you need to be careful with infants for sure. But after the age of one, your gut is mature enough to handle it.
As a very great proponent of breastfeeding. My statement is infants under the age of one shouldn't really be given anything to eat that you would be adding honey to. So it is time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest, Gary Hinkle, and we're talking about the product from iHeartBees, a variety of honey choices, absolutely delicious, and the price is right, so come on in and see us. Stay tuned, more to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to lower your blood sugar and A1C levels? Do you want to lower your cholesterol levels and avoid medication? Janet's Best Cookies and Bars support weight loss goals and help burn fat while maintaining lean muscle mass. Help is on the way with Janet's Best Cookies and Bars. Great tasting. Medically formulated with a leading expert on weight management. The Janet's Best Cookies and Bars have the low sugar, high fiber, high protein content to support weight loss metabolism. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for your free weight loss consult and an introduction to the weight management program using Janet's Best Cookies and Bars. Learn about the weekly weigh-in and free charting of your weight loss progress. Call 754-307-1655 for weigh-in consult hours. No appointment necessary. Just sign in. Call 754-307-1655 for available hours.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 26th of January, and we're speaking about honey and bees and the issues that Gary Hinkle has been faced with for many, many years. And we applaud you for the amount of effort and work that you put in together with Donna and the other person in the company that has brought to the market a great line of honey products that people are proud to use. I, speaking for myself, I love the honey. I enjoy it. And again, as I mentioned, I enjoy it in tea. That's the way I enjoy it. But we were speaking about the Orange Blossom Local Honey. This is a 2-pound container of Orange Blossom raw unfiltered local honey. And it has a manufacturer's suggested retail price of $21. We have an everyday low price of only $14.79. for that Orange Blossom honey. And the other one, the local honey, which is a spring blend, comes in a large 16-ounce container that has a manufacturer suggested price of $11.99. We have an everyday low price of $9.89. And again, you'll get 10% off these prices through the end of January. So take advantage of these great specials on the iHeartBees. The contest for today is one simple question. And the question is, just to give you a little background, is I have grandchildren. They run from 3 years old to 22 years old. The question to win the iHeart basket is, how many grandchildren do I have? So all you have to do is call the store at 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. Get the answer right, and you'll win the iHeart basket of bee products. And again, it's the first person that gets the answer right. We'll make the announcement when we come back from our next break. Where do you want to go next, Janet?
I want to go to one of my favorite choices when I'm picking out honey, and it is iHeartBees raw unfiltered chunk comb honey. So in your bottle of honey, you have the honeycomb. I love it. Tell us about that, Gary.
The honeycomb is a very interesting presentation for honey. It is a chunk of larger than most. It's a medium-sized frame that we have in the beekeeping industry, whereas most people will use a shallow frame, so it's a little bit longer. There's two large chunks in, about 1 inch by 1 inch by approximately 6 inches long. And it brings back the days of nostalgia when we were kids, or those of us who are a little older, we had honeycomb as chewing gum, and it was quite the treat. And it's a little bit extra work to make it and to have the bees gracious enough to give it to us. But it's something that most people have tried at some point. If you haven't, it's quite a nice experience to try the comb inside the liquid honey. It's called chunk comb. The interesting thing about these eating that type of honey is back in the days of the kings and queens, only the royalty got that type of honey, and the peasants all got the liquid honey. And so this is the honey that you would get if you were one of the royal family. And it's back in those days, they didn't have any type of chewing gum. So this was really a treat, I'm sure, for them.
Well, how do you recommend people get a chunk of that honeycomb?
You can get it in different forms. This is the way that we supply it to the market. It's in a jar with liquid honey around it. You can get it in what they call squares that doesn't have the honey, and you can cut it that way as well. But either way, most of the time when you eat the honey, especially if you're doing a nice presentation for an evening dinner or something, you can do it with fine cheeses, fine crackers, fine breads. And it provides a very nice dinner selection as an appetizer.
A fabulously unusual presentation, I'm sure, for plenty of our listeners. Something to really get the conversation rolling with dinner, with your adding it as an accompaniment to other foods. So if any of our listeners want to feel royal, want to feel like a king or a queen, we have the I Heart Bees chunk comb honey.
So if I wanted to, I haven't tried this one yet, but if I wanted to get a piece of the honeycomb, do I have to eat some of the honey first, or can I just cut a piece of the comb?
Sure, just cut it right off. Yeah, you can just pull it right up out of there, put it onto a plate, and then you can cut the pieces.
Okay, and if I wanted to put the back into the honey after it's cut, we could do that as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's a great idea, without a doubt. This particular product, it comes in a 32-ounce jar, very, very nicely packaged. And it has a manufacturer's just retail price of $24. We have an everyday low price of only $16.79 for that 32-ounce honeycomb, limited edition, local honey, which, again, according to Gary, is probably fit for kings and queens. And from this point, Janet, I know you have a couple of more things in front of you there, but can we get into more of the benefits of honey, Gary? Over the years, I'm sure you've helped many people in benefiting by the use of honey. Mm-hmm. We spoke about allergy because of the allergy blend. Are there any other benefits that we could discuss that people can derive from the use of honey?
There is... many different uses. Most of the cosmetics these days have actually got some type of honey in them. The honey can be used as a moisturizer for your skin. It can also be used as you can use it for weight loss if eaten in the evening. You can use it for balancing your sugars. You can use it for dandruff. You can use it for abrasions, cuts.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up. I'm glad you brought that up. So it can be used topically in the event of a problem with the skin.
Sure.
Wound healing. Mm-hmm. That's wound ancient use of honey.
Absolutely, yes. on our Facebook page, iHeartBees Facebook page, there's a meme on there that's 28 different home uses for honey.
Fabulous.
And some things complement honey. Cinnamon is one of them. Also, too, garlic. Of course, apple cider vinegar and honey have been, and apple cider vinegar, honey, garlic, and lemon juice is a great tonic. I met one lady down here. She was about 90 years old. She was from Jamaica, and she looked like she was in her 60s. And I got a conversation with her going, and she had told me that she had been doing this for 40 years.
Wow.
And that was her secret. At night, she would crush a clove of garlic and put it in some water, put some honey in, put some lemon juice in, apple cider vinegar with mother. And the next morning, she would throw out the piece of garlic and drink the tonic, and that was her success to life.
That's great. I would imagine there are probably other people that have used formulas of their own to help their overall health, without a doubt. So there are many uses for the honey, in addition to using it as a sweetener in teas or in baking or cooking. And you mentioned cosmetic items. Are there, let's say, name brand cosmetic items that would use honey?
Yes, absolutely. The commercial cosmetic industry has found out that there are a lot of natural products that can complement their commercial production of whatever it is, whether it's shampoos or whether it's cosmetics. Honey is a natural moisturizer, and when used on the skin, it will, especially the longer that you leave it on your skin, it will help to rehydrate your skin. And so if it's in usually the bases, the cosmetic bases is where they put the honey, so that it will help to moisturize your skin over a long period of time. And so my wife, she actually uses the honey in her hair, and she uses the shampoo, and then she puts the honey in and then lets the honey set and then bathes the rest of her body and then washes the honey out, and it goes over her entire body, and it also helps to moisturize her scalp.
Doesn't the honey act to a certain extent as a preservative and keeping the product germ-free?
Honey is naturally antifungal, antibacterial, and antimicrobial. In fact, it's those are the three things that Neosporin is. And so this is a natural, it can be used very similar to the way that Neosporin can be used for, like we were talking about, wound repair. And it's also very helpful. We've talked about the pollen, but it's also very helpful for the gut. And it provides a very good support system for the gut, and to make sure that the flora is operating properly in your digestive system.
What misconceptions do you get to talk to people about with regard to honey? Are they very concerned about raising their blood sugar? Are they saying, I stay away from all sugar? Tell us a little bit about a conversation like that.
For sure. Honey is, it's sugar, and it has, it's a natural sugar. It's, about 40% fructose. So in your body, it's going to metabolize differently than table sugar, which is sucrose. And, but as far as if, for example, we're talking about specifically diabetes, I would suggest that you check, especially if you're type 1 diabetic, you really need to check with your doctor if you can consume any sugar. Now, you're going to need to check your glycemic index as you consume it. Type 2 is a little bit safer, I guess you would say. But the reality is if you're under the care of a physician and you're having sugar issues, sugar balance issues, I would check with your physician and make sure that consuming any sugars. But if there is a choice of consuming one type or the other, honey is a best choice pretty much across the board of any type of sugar that you're going to consume.
Because of the enzyme content, particularly in iHeartBees raw and unfiltered choices. It is time for us to take another break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest, Gary Hinkle, and we're talking about the products from iHeartBees. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyonic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 26th of January. And our very special guest today is Mr. Gary Hinkle. And I have to compliment you, Gary. If this is the first time you've done a radio show, you're doing an outstanding job. So my compliments to you. I think you're ready to do more.
Launching a brand new career in addition to your beekeeping.
Because we definitely have to get you back at a different time of the year so we can talk about the season again and we can bring in the hive so people can actually see what it actually is so they have a good picture. And I think it would be interesting for kids to see because so many kids are afraid of bees. They have a fear of bees, but yet bees are an important part of our food supply, and they should learn this. We had several calls for the contest that I announced at the 10:30 part of the show, and unfortunately, we have no winners.
Oh, wow.
I was very totally surprised.
I'm
we had all
surprised.
Kinds of guesses, but the actual number of grandkids that I have from three
Okay.
From
an
three
update.
Until 22
yes.
is eight. That's the number of grandkids. So I just want to let our listeners know. And another point that I forgot to mention is that in the store, as we speak, we have Anita Arabia is doing a taste testing for the iHeartBee products that we've been speaking about. So if you want to actually taste what these great products actually taste like, stop in today up until 2 o'clock. And get a sample tasting of the different products that we've been speaking about and some we're going to be speaking about in this part of the show. It's a worthwhile cause, and I think that if you can bring children in that have never tasted honey, I think this would be a good time to give them an opportunity to taste it to see what honey really tastes like and how it could be a benefit to them if they have never tried it before. And the pleasant tastingness of the particular product I think is what sold me when I first tried it. And I think that it would be a big help for those people that have never tried it to come in today from 11 to 2 and taste test the iHeartBee honey. So, Janet, I'm going to send it back to you.
Okay, so I'm holding the iHeartBee's fall blend. And this is a combination of different flowers that probably have an unusual taste. And this being winter, there's plenty of fall blend honey to be had. So tell us about the fall blend honey.
I think we mentioned earlier in the show that the fall blend is a combination of two invasive species, primarily Melaleuca and Brazilian pepper. And one of those plants in particular, the Brazilian pepper, has a very interesting source of its flavor, and it is a chemical that's inside the plant. And if you were to take a Brazilian pepper stem or a Brazilian pepper leaf and break them and smell them, they smell like black pepper, which is how the plant got its name. Obviously from Brazil, and because it smells like black pepper. The interesting thing about the honey is that the nectar that creates the honey is got that same chemical in it. So when you eat the honey from this fall blend, it tastes like black pepper after it's been in your mouth for maybe 15 to 30 seconds. It's on what they call the finish. And there are many people from South America and Central America and the Caribbean that grew up with this particular type of honey, and it's their favorite. And one of the reasons is that they use it to cook with, and it will add spice to their foods.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, you had to bring your bees to be able to produce this honey to what location?
Any of the coastal areas in Florida has it. Once you get as far north as St. Augustine or as far north on the west coast as Brooksville, it gets too cold in the winter for the Brazilian pepper. It originally came into Miami in the early 1900s as an ornamental, and it turns out that Brazilian pepper thrives in Florida. And it got away from the people who had originally cultivated it, and now it has become an invasive species that cannot be eradicated. The state has tried several times to eradicate Brazilian pepper because it is invasive in all the waterways, but they have been unsuccessful, and because of the birds eat it, and they carry the seeds away from that area, and then they deposit it, many miles away, it's now becoming prevalent in the center part of the state. So eventually, 50, 100 years from now, we'll probably see that Brazilian pepper is pretty much in the entire southern peninsula of the state.
Euphemistically named Florida Holly.
Very good point.
So people don't necessarily know. They may be very familiar with how the plant looks, but they don't realize that it is invasive species and it is Brazilian pepper. Yeah.
I just wonder, Janet, whether or not the companies that use Bioperin use Brazilian pepper as the form of Bioperin, which is a black pepper. I have to find that out from some of the companies that use Bioperin. But so you have the bees' nest, you take in, locate them there for a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm. We move them to the area approximately the 15th of August to the 1st of September. The bloom starts approximately the 15th of September and runs through the end of October. And as you know, that once the bees bring the nectar in, it takes them a little while to dry the honey out, the nectar out. Nectar, when it comes into the hive, is 90% water. When the bees have finished evaporating the water out of the nectar to make honey, it's about 17 to 20% water. So there's a tremendous amount of the nectar that is actually water that the bees have to evaporate out of the nectar to make the honey. And so once they finish making the honey, and they put a little cap on it, as you can see in the chunk comb honey, it's about the 1st of November when we can harvest it, and then we, of course, have that year's crop or the harvest that we sell to the stores.
Well, those bee hives should be pretty heavy then.
Oh, absolutely. There are two for beekeepers. We're the only people that like the Brazilian pepper in the state, I think. We have two main honey flows in the state of Florida. One is orange, and the second one is the Brazilian pepper, the Melaleuca. And the wildflower honey that we get in the center part of the state is more sporadic, but the Brazilian pepper and the oranges are pretty consistent. Now, I will say this, if you like Brazilian pepper honey, there was very little of it made last year because of Irma. And it wasn't that the leaves or the blooms were blown off of the trees. There was enough wind on the trees that it shook the trees in the ground, and it caused the nectar not to move up out of the tree roots. So the blooms were still on the trees, interestingly enough, but there was no nectar that was produced by the trees. So there was very little Brazilian pepper made this last year.
Well, but we have the iHeart Bee Fall Blend, which comes in a 16-ounce container, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $9.99. We have an everyday low price of only $7.29. And again, 10% off that price today through the end of January, as well as all the other fine products here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And I know we have time for just one more quick one there, Janet.
Yes, the iHeart Bee's Summer Blend, and that's gallberry, salt palmetto, and wildflower, and a very, very rich taste. Absolutely delicious honey from iHeart Bee's, the Summer Blend. Tell us about that.
This is my favorite honey. As a beekeeper, we have an opportunity to try lots of honey from lots of different places. And in Florida, we are blessed with a very fragrant and very wide bouquet honey for the summer season. And the reason is that between the months of April and mid-June, there are a tremendous number of species of flowers that bloom in Florida. It's the biggest blooming cycle that we've got. And so this particular honey has the most different types of pollen and nectar in the combination of the honey. And so we, as iHeart Bees, don't try to identify one particular type of plant that we harvest at one time. We try to do it seasonally. So all of those different plants contribute to the nectar and ultimately to the honey for this summer blend. And if you are a honey connoisseur, I would suggest when you come in today, sample for sure the allergy blend and the summer blend, and you won't be disappointed.
Well, we have Anita Araby here from 11 to 2. And she'll be able to give you a taste of these great iHeart Bee honeys. So please stop in today from 11 to 2 and get your free tasting of the iHeart Bees. Don't forget, you get a free Save-A-Lot tote bag with any purchase today, as well as a nasal pure if you requested a customer service. And again, Anita Raby will be here from 11 to 2. I want to thank you very much, Gary and Janet. We'll see you 4 o'clock.
I will be here, and I just want to say those Save-A-Lot tote bags are so convenient because you can get them to a very small size, keep them in your purse, and then they're always there when you need them checking out. You've been tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and we will be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.